Hallelujah.
I'm just happy, happy, happy. Glory be.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glorify his name. Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Lord, oh my soul and all that's within him, praise his holy name.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The number one more time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. For all he continues to do for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Night, day.
Thank you, Lord.
The fourth month of the year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We are still here.
Yeah,
Amen.
Glory be to God. So we praise God for all he continued to do.
Yes, Amen. Lord Jesus.
For us.
Yeah.
Even though we don't deserve it, he keep on doing it.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you,
That's
Lord.
Right. That's Amen. Right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's the love of God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And we pray
Thank
praise
you.
God for all of you. We give honor
Thank you,
to
Lord.
All the ministers on Zoom.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the other officers of the church.
On yes. Zoom.
Thank you,
Jesus. And we give God for all the other lay people that's yes. on Zoom.
Thank Amen. You, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God is our peace.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
He is our hope.
Yes, Lord.
He is the answer to our problems.
Oh, yeah,
Jesus.
Look, if we just allow him to do just that.
Yes, Lord.
Look, he is the answer.
Yes, he is.
Not that he will be the answer. He is the answer.
Yes, Amen. Yes, Lord.
All we got to do is accept it.
Yes, Lord.
He fixed it for a long time.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That we will just walk by faith.
Amen.
Everything will be all right.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the book of Luke, the 24th chapter, and beginning with verse 1.
Okay.
Teach it, Pat.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Luke 24.
Ooh. How about that?
Verse 1.
Amen.
Okay.
Glory to God.
When again, say amen.
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 Okay, I heard two people.
Amen.
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 All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor.
Okay. I guess we all about found it.
Amen.
Okay. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared.
Yeah.
And certain order with them. And they found a stone rolled away, found a stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass that they were much perplexed. They're about, behold, two men stood in by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. And we want to talk to you today from this thought. He's risen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
New vision. Jesus came to this earth to fix a problem that we had.
Yes, sir.
And could not fix.
That's right.
Jesus volunteered.
Yes.
He didn't come because we asked for him.
All right.
He didn't come because we were seeking him.
Uh-huh.
But he knew that we were in need.
Amen.
And he didn't wait for us to come and ask him to come fix our problem.
Mm-hmm.
But he told his father, if you thank prepare you. Me a vessel, I will go down and redeem mankind back to you.
Jesus.
The Lord God, the Father, loved us so much that he gave his son.
Thank you, Jesus.
His only begotten son.
Yeah.
Of the Father. He gave him up for us. That he will come and pay the price of death, of sin for us by dying on the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
And therefore, he showed his love. Jesus showed his love.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Jesus.
So all heaven loved us. More than we loved ourselves. And he came to the earth because man had sinned. And it wasn't getting no better.
That's right.
It was getting worse all the time.
Amen.
Just about like it is nowadays.
It's
getting worse all the time.
Yes, it is.
Calling everything right, wrong. And that's to call that right.
Amen. That's right.
In high places. You find these people still doing what they want to do. Still not caring about what our Lord done for us. And accepting it as his atonement for our sin. So Jesus came to this earth. He didn't come as we expected him to come.
That's right.
We were looking for a king. And we looked for a king in king palaces.
My Lord.
But Jesus came in a way that no one would want to come. Born in a stable.
Yes, Lord.
Wrapped and laid in a manger. Because he had no place
to lay his head.
Praise God.
He came to the earth. Now, man knew that he was coming. He didn't slip up on us.
That's right.
All right now.
It was forecast in the word.
Amen. That's right.
It was prophesied. In the word.
Amen.
That he will come and save his people from their sin.
Amen.
Yes, my Lord.
They had thousands of years to prepare.
Yes, they did.
And then about 650 years, the prophet Isaiah told them, for unto us a son is born.
Yes.
And to us,
yes,
was given.
Oh yes,
and government shall be upon his shoulder.
Yes,
and shall call him Counselor, Wonderful, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
He come, and we had time to prepare for him. They had plenty of time to build him a place to come.
That's right.
But we rejected it. And we just looked out for self.
Yes.
Not knowing that God was ready to redeem us.
Yes, God.
Not caring that God was able to do it. Even today, more people not caring what God has done for us.
Amen.
Not caring that he is soon to come. But all they're doing is caring about self. Want more and more and more and more. You'll never seem to get enough.
Amen.
We are always accumulating.
Amen.
Growing up.
Scriptures
tell us, don't store up your treasures on earth.
That's right. Amen.
When thieves can come and steal them.
That's right.
Moths can come and eat it. And come and corrode it.
That's right.
Store up your goods.
Yes.
But no thieves can get to.
No
rust can get to.
No
moths can get to.
Yes.
Store those gifts up there.
Amen.
And all that you store there, you don't have to share with nobody.
Amen.
What's yours is yours. And God will give it to you.
Yes,
he said he would do that when he comes.
You
got to pay every man.
Every man.
According as his works have been.
Amen.
Jesus preached after coming to the earth at the age of 30.
Yes.
He started his preaching ministry. And his ministry wouldn't last too long. Only 3 years. But during those 3 years, he went and did
what
the Father required of him to do.
Amen.
He showed us how to live.
Yes.
He showed us how to follow God. He showed us what faith in him would do.
Yeah.
With the word of God, we can move mountains.
Yeah.
With the word of God, we can do good things.
Amen.
With the word of God, we can settle all problems.
Amen.
With the word of God, we can provide a hope to everybody.
Yeah.
With the word of God, we can show how powerful he can be.
Amen.
By the word of God.
Amen.
Everything is measured by the word of God. But we don't use the word.
No, we don't.
We use our wisdom.
Yes.
We use our knowledge.
Yes.
How would you know all wisdom come from God?
Amen.
So whatever you think you're using, you ain't got it.
That's right.
That's right.
God. Everything come from him.
Everything.
Amen.
Everything gonna go back to him.
Amen.
Because you brought nothing in.
And
all that you accumulated while you're here, leave it here.
Amen.
Somebody else is going to have it.
Yes.
And you went all your life trying to do something for yourself, and somebody else is going to come take it.
Amen.
That's right.
That's
the truth.
Jesus came and he preached.
Yes.
He didn't have a fine automobile to ride in.
No, he didn't
even have a donkey to ride on. So he walked to where he went. Through his ministry.
Yes.
He walked with his disciples. And as he came along, he preached to people. Gathered as they followed him. Because they had heard of the wonderful things he was doing.
Yes.
They had heard that he was
A
God that was, or a prophet that raised the sick, healed the sick, opened the ears of the deaf, opened the eyes of the blind.
Yes, he did.
Raised the dead.
Yes.
And so those people wanted to see this man and see the miracles being worked.
Yes,
And so they were there, and the crowd followed them all the time.
Yeah.
And the other church people, the one that was in charge at the time, the elders, the priests, the high priest, all of them got together.
Yes.
and because they're afraid of them losing out.
Yes, Lord.
On what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
They were afraid that they would not be able to carry on. And because what they were doing was taking the money, using it for themselves. And they were scared they're going to lose this position and authority that the Roman government allowed them to have.
Amen.
So they plotted together.
Yes.
To get rid of it.
Amen.
Every time they wanted to get rid of him, he was surrounded by a crowd. And they were scared to do that. At least the crowd to get an uproar and defeat them.
Amen.
And so they searched for ways to get rid of Jesus. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 that Jesus had. Jesus handpicked it. 12 men to follow him. And he called them apostles. And even one of them was the devil. And so you can't just beat somebody.
No.
Because and think everybody's perfect.
That's right.
Perfect. Jesus let you know that even with the first church, he started out with a devil in it. The devil's still going to be in it. All these people who got these churches that swept clean, you ain't got it all that clean.
I know, that's right.
Talk about somebody's planted there.
Yes.
Devil got somebody going to do some of his work and cause the church not to grow like it ought to grow. Devil got somebody there. And cause you to be able to not love the way you ought to love. Not care for one person. You don't like to care for them. And you couldn't care for them. Devil got somebody in the church. And even though the person may not be doing anything that's bad, he still got somebody for you to look at to find fault. As they tell you from time to time, if you look for a fault, you can find it.
You're gonna find it.
If it looks good, you can find that too. Whatever you're looking for when you come to the church.
Amen.
Church people. Whatever it is.
Whatever
it is,
you can find it.
Because
even if you're not there, the devil gonna make you see it. You can see things that's not as it is, but you see as you expected it to be. You came looking for wrong.
You're gonna find the wrong. Amen.
All right. So we thank God for the word.
Yes, Lord.
And we find here that. Jesus will do that. He will fix it for you.
Yes, he will.
Or the devil gonna be in the church and you can't get him out of the church.
Yes.
All right, my Lord.
It's not your job to give the devil out the church. It's for you to love one another. And that love will drive him out.
That's right.
You can't drive him out, but love will.
Amen.
The most powerful thing in the world is love.
All right, man.
Okay. And to love God as he is. Well, Judas then went to the priest and the high priest. And he made a bargain with him.
Yes.
He sold out our Lord and Jesus Christ. For 30 pieces of silver. Judas was an officer in the church. Not only was he a prophet or an apostle, but he also the church president. Okay, he kept the money. All right. And so he was greedy of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the word of God let you know the love of money.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Is the root to all evil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he loved money.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't sell it for money that he put in the church schedule.
Yeah.
This is money he put in his own pocket.
Uh-huh.
All right. He sold them out.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that who he was and who he is. But we got to realize also that Judas couldn't help.
Uh-huh.
Because he was born for what task?
Yes.
He was born to betray Jesus.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So we don't know what's going on in the church.
In the
place. God is using somebody to fix you up so that you
can right now.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God has used people and new things in your life to keep you from going to hell.
Amen.
Based on how you act and respond.
Yes.
We're trying to get things out of us.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now Judas sold Jesus out and told him how to get to him.
Uh-huh.
Got the mother too.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Jesus had just come into town and they spread it prominently.
Uh-huh.
5 days earlier.
My Lord.
And worshiped him, called him Hosanna, Hosanna.
Mm-hmm.
To the King. Blessed is the coming in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Or 5 days later,
uh-huh.
They were now bringing him back to Jerusalem.
Yes.
To be cried.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came.
Yes, sir.
And they came in to the Garden of Mount Olive.
Yes.
After he had gone through the supper.
Uh-huh.
He had the last supper
that
he would have with his disciples before going home to be with his father.
Amen.
This is why I call the last supper.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Because this is the final one and the last one that he would do. He said, with great desire, I have desire to eat this with you.
Yeah.
Now, not eat again until it becomes renewed in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And so now he is being led to Pilate on the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
And Pilate examined him.
Yes,
said,
Lord.
I can't find no fault.
I can't find no fault
in this man.
Yes, glory be to God.
Jesus was there with him.
Mm-hmm.
Pilate said, aren't you the king of the Jews?
Uh-huh.
Jesus said, you said I was.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say it, you said it was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so he said, I don't find a fault with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then he found out that he was in
from
Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
He was a member of that group, the Galilean, and Herod was the king there.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent him to Herod,
uh-huh.
And Herod couldn't find nothing word up there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And sent him back to Pilate.
Uh-huh.
Pilate wanted to give him up because he didn't find nothing wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
He said he changed him out
for
the Passover, that he got to give away somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom from that jail sentence.
Uh-huh.
And Barabbas was in there for murder and sedition.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
And they cried out, give us Barabbas.
Uh-huh.
And crucify Jesus.
My Lord.
Somebody cried out.
Mm-hmm.
Crucify you.
Uh-huh.
Give me God. What I do want.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
Crucify you.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Jesus. Down
my Lord.
There. Mm-hmm. Pilate.
Yes, sir.
Gave him up.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he did.
That he wouldn't be crucified.
Uh-huh.
They had gone from judgment to judgment.
Yes, sir.
I'm desiring to kill him.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They couldn't find no fault.
Right.
Would have got false witness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They lied on them.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
They couldn't find nothing wrong.
Yes.
Lord. What they done.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So they lied on them.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did.
Uh huh.
And they carried him to Golgotha Hill.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Carrying the cross.
Yes.
That was so heavy.
Uh-huh.
The sins of the world.
Oh, yes.
And it's not my Lord and our God.
Oh, yes.
Down to the ground.
Uh-huh.
On his knees.
Yeah.
So they took the cross.
Yes.
Above Jesus.
Uh-huh.
My Lord.
And gave it to Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And they did from Africa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it to him.
Uh-huh.
To bear the cross.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He was a black man.
Yeah.
Help bear the cross.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So we come up with the song, but Jesus.
That's Jesus then.
Bear the cross alone.
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
And all the world go free.
Yes, Lord.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. No.
There is a cross.
Yes.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, there's a cross for me.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Got
to bear the cross.
Yes,
that's right.
Everybody,
yes,
to do their own deeds.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Yes,
we own self.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, he carried that on the cross.
Yes,
and then they laid upon the cross, nailed his hands.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And hung him up
on
the cross.
Yes.
They had whipped him through the night.
Yes.
They had beat him.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The blood ran down.
Yes.
From his body.
Yes.
And then they're mocking him by putting a crown on his head.
Yes.
Pushed it down.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck into his flesh.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They mocked him.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
King
glory
kings.
Be to God.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord of Lords.
Oh, yes.
He to wear
the
royal garment. They gave him purple garment.
Yeah.
They gave him soldiers now.
Yeah.
He take his money.
Uh-huh.
And gamma.
Yes.
For his robe.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. They cast lots.
Yeah.
For his robe.
Mm-hmm.
Now. He just laid them.
Yes.
On the cross.
Mm-hmm.
They pierced him.
Yes, they did.
In the side.
Yes.
And he died on the cross.
Yes.
He cried out.
Yes.
In loud voice.
Mm-hmm.
Father.
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 Forgive them.
Forgive them.
You know not what they do.
Yes.
Jesus.
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 Yes.
Dying on the cross.
Yes. Jesus.
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 Jesus. Jesus. Had to ask him to forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave.
Yes.
Forgave them.
Yes, Lord.
Forgiveness.
Yes.
Nobody needs to ask you for forgiveness.
Yes.
You just does the proposal automatically. Forgive them. All right. And everything will be all right.
Yes,
well,
yes.
And
my Lord.
And he hung down from the 6 hours
to
9 hours for 3 hours. The sun refused to shine. For 3 hours, the moon looked away in blood. For 3 hours, the sun. It was darkness.
Yeah.
Done.
Big
shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's you in.
My Lord.
But S-O-N. The cross.
Glory be God.
And no light was found. Because the Son of God
is
not the light of the world.
Yes.
My Lord.
Died.
On the cross.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so now, he's being buried.
Yes.
By Joseph. He was buried for the body of Jesus.
Yes.
And he buried him in his tomb. He was the one that had not been used by any man. A cave.
Yeah,
it was cut out. Jesus was
Jesus.
There was a stone across the hole over the tomb and the shield.
Jesus
in it. But early on the third day.
On the third day,
my Lord.
The women
of
the temple.
Yes.
They got some spices.
Oh, yes.
And onions. Go prepare the body. And they went early in the morning.
Yes.
And somebody said why the dew was still on the road. They went for the sun. Has risen. The S-U-N. Has risen. But the S-O-N. Had got up.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
And went there and found that the stone had been rolled away. And looked in there. Didn't see nobody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Couldn't believe. They saw his linen clothes.
Yes.
There was nobody.
And
they went
deeper.
And that two men in wide prayer asked them, why are you seeking the dead, the living amongst the dead? Hallelujah. They want to know where is our Lord?
They
take him away.
My Lord.
Found out that Jesus had risen. They said he's not here, but he's risen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I want to know anybody here. S-O-N.
Yes.
Risen in your life.
Yes.
The light of the world.
John
and Peter got up. And ran to this special.
Hallelujah.
And again, did not find it. Hallelujah. Jesus had risen.
Yes.
He's not dead. As the world will have you think.
Yes.
That's right.
But he is risen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. And he's alive. forevermore.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got up.
I got up.
From the grave.
Yes.
Look back and say, oh, grave.
Grave.
Where's your victory?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
Where's your stain?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your stain went out of death.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He brought us out of the grave.
Hallelujah.
So we don't have to walk around.
Yes.
That we're in the grave.
Uh-huh.
Now. Mm-hmm. But he made us free.
Yes, Angelo.
And he freed us.
Yes.
By giving his life.
Yes.
He paid for our sin.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He freed us from ever having to die.
Yes, sir.
For sin again.
Amen.
For we have eternal life.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Yes, God bless you. Good sermon.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Thank you, God.
Yes,
thank you,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Now may the grace of God, sweet communion with the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.